If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. You ready, Frank? I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network for Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Yes,
and the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about science is predicting your future value. We have more scientific research that's pointing in this direction that we want to share with you and make you savvy out there. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. First devotional puts us in Psalm 86 where it says, "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." Matthew 9 says, "But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins." So yeah, he is the way. Don't think he isn't. And mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord's face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up, last but not least, Frank, in the quack report, it's a brief quacker today. Yes. This is about the COVID blood, new stuff coming out. People are looking at people's blood under the microscope, and it looks kind of freaky and weird. So the COVID-vaccinated people have strange artifacts and graphene oxide possibly showing up in their blood. It's kind of a disturbing phenomenon, according to scientists and doctors. It's occurring that the vaccinated people have what they think is tainted blood. So they find these really strange artifacts in the blood. This is reported by doctors. They're using dark field microscopes to analyze blood samples from people who have been vaccinated. Steve Kirsch is calling these artifacts land masses because of how they appear on the slides. Only vaccinated patients have these land masses, according to him, which appear as foreign objects amid blood cells. So Kirsch also spoke with Dr. Ryan Cole, whom, you may have heard the name before. He says that these artifacts are truly speculation, but they may be graphene oxide particles. He's not sure, but he's speculating. He says, "I believe the reason for keeping the vials of the vaccine at such low temperatures before they're used is because the tiny nanometer size graphene flakes will begin to self-aggregate into larger and larger hexagonal honeycomb-like sheets at room temperature and above, so that then you can't inject anybody with that, see?" So he says, if I'm right, this would explain the nano or microcoagulation observed in the delicate capillary vessels, as well as the rise in tryptophan levels observed in the vaccinated folks. My goodness. What does the Lord say, Frank? What is done in secret will be revealed in the light. Let it be revealed so people know. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, well, let's see, science predicting your future value. Yeah, we've talked about, the social score from China and the trust score, the Bill Gates software. But you know what? There's some interesting clues in medical science on how they're scoring people. They have to have some sort of, I guess, method to convince people their scores are accurate. Well, here it is. We've been reading a lot of articles on these studies where science is trying to, pin down the biological indicator that would access an individual's life value. So what we've been seeing is a lot of genetic blood testing to help prove that a person, maybe will become what they'll become and what they'll accomplish. So they're trying to, associate scores with those outcomes. So this is really not to improve the census or where government should be putting funding. This is to pigeonhole individuals and what society could expect from them overall. And it will, and I'll say this, that science has more than one test for this type of life assessment. So when two or more tests conclude the same outcome, this would be data that's assigned to the individual that most likely won't ever be erased out of the record. So let's look at what is assessed. So the test will dissect a person's DNA and polygenes. Have you ever heard of that term, polygenes, Frank? Everybody knows genes, you know, genetic code, DNA, RNA, that kind of thing. What the heck is a polygene? You know, well, you may not even know what a polygene is. It's interesting. Basically, it's a more scientific theory than anything else, but scientific commonly says that they want to be taken seriously, so they've labeled this theory polygene, and they want the scientific community wants us to take this seriously, Frank, seriously. So what science says a polygene is, essentially, is what influences your inheritance, you know, what genes you will take on. So what science says is happening is the polygenes will interact with other genes and somehow determine what traits you will acquire from your ancestors. Okay. Well, this concept is taken from Mendelian inheritance. You ever hear of that? Here is what the definition of Mendelian inheritance is. It refers to patterns of inheritance that are characteristic of organisms that reproduce sexually. Mendelian inheritance patterns refer to observable traits and not genes, which is strange, isn't it? So just think, though, this definition of Mendelian inheritance was inspired by a monk in the 1800s who, through horticulture techniques, crossbred garden peas at the monastery. And although mankind is human and is not a plant, you can see where science is pulling its theories from. So the real danger is that science is building health risk assessment factors from this type of theory that can easily influence an individual's future. Let's look at the profiling they're doing with this. The polygenic scores will profile a person's inherited risk, but not just for inherited diseases or health outcomes. However, the public will be conditioned to believe it will help determine a person's risk for health conditions like diabetes or heart disease. However, the scores will overflow into predicting academic achievement, criminal activity, and population studies. So what the public will never be told is that scores of this nature are never that accurate and are full of inconsistencies. Yep, therefore, you can be certain that the research already published now by the National Institute of Health and the Human Genome Research Institute, that it's flawed. The assessments are flawed and may become, though, the framework for calculating an individual's life potential. Sad but true. Here's a quote from Aaron Ramos, PhD program director at ClinGen, who says, "A real challenge is that the research community has not adopted any universal best practice in reporting polygenic risk scores. There are inconsistencies in the calculations. With this field growing as fast as it is, we have no standards in place to evaluate these scores and if they should be used at all." So, you know, this is a problem. I've often said science is run amok and they're just not going unchecked. They have policies, you know, and, you know, policy standards, but nothing hardcore, nothing with bite to it, you know, that would be law to punish people for stepping over the line. So another area of science that is really growing unchecked with flimsy policies is this. And no actual laws in place, you know, to verify research, to hold those accountable for any fraud. Not there. So if we analyze this and we see that science is one of the biggest threats to the human race, in which, you know, tests and treatments can adversely affect people's lives with little, if any, accountability. All right, so let's look at the roots. Hey, Frankie, ready to see where this is really stemming from? According to Dr. Ramos, the polygenic theory also builds off of research models called genetic risk predictions. And these are studies by the International Working Group, where in 2011 they were publishing data on gene models and smaller gene variants to produce these gene scores. Now remember, smaller gene variants, and this they were using to produce these gene scores. So genetic risk prediction models will be, you know, used to control an individual's community assessment score or the value a person has overall and what limitations that may bring. Here is a quote from, PhD, Dr. Katrina Goddard, Director of the Translational and Applied Geometrics Kaiser Permanente Center for Health Research, who says, without transparency and the ability to reproduce these studies, efforts to use polygenic risk scores may be severely undermined. Science needs to explain the statistical methods it used to develop and to validate the polygenic risk scores. End of quote. Not telling them how they did it, huh? Well, and that's not all. Okay, they got these blood tests now, Frank. Okay, to score your health risks. So in 2017, the Intermountain Medical Center published their study using blood tests along with a patient's age to determine future risk of chronic disease scores. And they claim the test can predict within 78% accuracy a person's risk of disease such as diabetes, kidney failure, coronary artery disease, heart attack, congestive heart failure, peripheral vascular disease, artery fibrillation, AFib. Let's see what else. Stroke, dementia, and chronic obstruction pulmonary disease, COPD. Yeah, remember that? Well, here's a quote. This is from Intermountain Medical Center report. They say, these tests will be critical as over half the U.S. adult population is affected by one or more of these diseases. And our projections show that there will be a 40% increase in chronic disease cases by 2027. Well, the problem with these scores is that they will automatically attach to offspring as potential health risk for their future. Ever think of that? So that generation will be aggressively encouraged to adopt lifestyles selected by healthcare to avoid these diseases. So, yeah. Heidi May, PhD, a cardiovascular epidemiologist at Intermountain Medical Center, said this. It is a lot less expensive to help patients improve their lifestyles than to treat their heart attack. Well, I would agree with that, but if you're going to assign these scores to people that may highly regulate their life as far as job opportunity, being able to get health or life insurance, you know, those kind of elements to scores, you know, or, you know, being able to access money at their bank account because they don't like the diet you gave them. Well, here's the really interesting one. They have these tests to test you biologically for your future achievement. 2016, King's College London published a report that they have this new genetic score to predict academic achievement solely from DNA. So, yep, a behavioral measurement of what they think you will accomplish during your lifetime. They're going to tell you what you're going to be doing. So their study did state that out of 20,000 DNA tests on children under 18, they found that by the age of 16, they could predict your life's accomplishments. Wow. The DNA that they say shows 10% deviation in educational attainment in children before the 16. Therefore, they rely on these scores. A child may really not if they rely on these scores, Frank, a child in elementary, middle school, may not be encouraged to pursue certain interests. You're just not cut out for that, honey. Your polygene score says you just can't do that. Just think a child in the public schools could be assigned to the dummy class when they have a high IQ but think differently than other people. But a theory in science is saying they're stupid. So this research did get published in the July 2016 Journal of the Molecule Psychiatry, and they did incorporate the polygenic theory in that research. Now remember, it's a theory, it's an educated guess, it's not really been proven. Here's a quote from the King's College report. The research shows that genetic score alone provides a much better prediction of academic achievement than gender, grit, passion, or personality traits that would measure perseverance and long-term goals. These findings mark the tipping point in predicting academic achievement and could help to identify children with learning disabilities. Well, you know what they say, a tool in the wrong hands, you know. Now, let me read you this quote also from King's College Report. They say, as human traits are complex and influenced by gene variants, it is useful to consider the joint effects of all of these trait-associated variants, which is the principle of polygenic score. Polygenic scores allow us to estimate genetic effects for academic achievement or any other trait on an individual's level based on the person's DNA. Mm-hmm. So you may have read, you know, an article I put out there on how science and healthcare professionals mishandle data and samples from studies. So just think of your blood DNA, the polygenic sample, getting tainted or mixed up with someone else, and your score doesn't reflect your aptitude at all. So try to tell science they made a mistake. They got that wrong. Get that out of your record. And who knows how expensive these tests will be. I don't know. So more importantly, science will use these scores to predict if you might commit a crime in the future. Law enforcement will use this data just like other evidence of a crime. So can you imagine being tied to a crime you didn't commit with theoretical data science has no way to truthfully prove? Oh, I would say that's a big frustrating day, to say the least. So here is a quote from Robert Plowman, professor at King's College. He says, we are at the tipping point of predicting individuals' educational strengths and weaknesses from their DNA. Uh-huh. I don't know. It just reminds me of the scarlet letter. They're just going to pin a scarlet letter on everybody. You know, they don't feel it fits their profile. So success or failure from your polygene score. So the future seems to have science determining if the population will be a success or failure based on their DNA. So here we have research from the Association of Psychological Science, who reported in June 2016 that gene variants determine an individual's social and economic success. They said this will give Big Data and Big Brother all the reason they need to further control your life's outcome. Most of the global population believes science is always right about these types of things and really won't challenge it. Here's a quote from their report. The data shows that gene variants cause psychological factors and plays a role in linking a person's genetic profile to certain life outcomes, which can include professional achievement, financial security, geographic mobility, and upward social mobility. So they're going to know, you know, who's going to be a financial success whiz and who won't, based on their theory. So it kind of makes you wonder, Frank, about the DNA COVID swabs being used to collect samples of what exactly, you know? Remember, it is all an unproven theory, an educated guess, a hypothesis. Here's a quote from Daniel Belsky, Duke University School of Medicine, says, getting a good education requires many of the same skills and abilities needed to get ahead in life, and it's now more genetic. So we hypothesized that the same genetics that we can predict success in school would also predict success in life. So they're hypothesizing. Never forget that. Therefore, with one blood test, science can wipe out what a child or young adult believes in, their aspirations, their hopes, their dreams. If their parents told them that they can do whatever they put their mind to, will be totally contradicted by science. Science has to pick a median marker for all this and for their theory, you know, a genotype as a ruler of measurement. So guess what they did, Frank? They used DNA from people who had what they considered the educational attainment to establish genetic link and educational success. So their profile that they built is this. You moved out of your parents' house before the age of 20. And you sought out professional opportunities. You built a successful career, and you were a good manager of money. And you married a spouse who had higher levels of education and greater earnings than you. That's their median measuring tool. Right? So the people that did that, that's the DNA. That's the bar that's set you have to come up to. You have to meet their DNA level. So if you don't fit this profile, or your DNA does not suggest this type of profile, you will be considered a drain on society. Governments and colleges and universities that, you know, buy into this theory of science, if they buy into this, what they created, they'll be less likely to invest in those not fitting the profile. No, not fitting the profile. I know, I'm close to the break, Frank. I know that. Time is a ticking by. I got a shocker on the other side of this break, and we'll conclude this segment and move on to other stuff, but just food for thought. I know people are smoldering out there with this report, but I want you to be aware of it. And we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
This segment up, we've been talking about how science through a theory is predicting your future value. Well, they're saying it's to, you know, help people with disease, chronic disease, and, you know, maybe used for that. But I don't think it's the only thing they're going to use that for. Here's a shocker, though, I was telling you about before the break. So here we have this Association of Psychological Science study. And it contradicts the Intermountain Medical Center research we just talked about. Remember, they say that, you know, this the polygene stuff can predict your health outcomes and stuff. Well, now we just talked about the research where they were testing you for education. Okay. So here is a quote from the Association for Psychological Science. It did get published in the journal Psychological Science, June 2016, where they said, there were some important life outcomes that polygenic scores did not predict. When the researchers looked at whether polygenic score predicted physical health, they found no evidence of an association. The findings provide glimpses into how genes may shape our lives over time, but researchers emphasize that the association between polygenic score and life outcomes are small. They said we can only make very weak predictions about a person's life according to genes. End of quote. So they can't even determine your disease health risk with polygene DNA prediction. What a lie they have said. Now, what have we learned here? Well, science stretches the truth in research. And the outcomes of their reports can have consequences for everyone. And we need to be on our toes regarding scientific research and any therapies coming out of it. So don't believe everything that comes out of the science. And it's really unfortunate that governments may use this type of research as instruments to further their agenda. I think in a skinny minute they would take it. What do you think, Frank? Yeah. They can control you more, you know. So guess what? Food changes your DNA. So if you want to improve your DNA, eat healthy, organic foods and herbs. Yeah. In 6 days, it changes DNA for the better if you're going from an unhealthy to a healthy diet. So, you know, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog, and you can see how powerful you are with medicinal herbs. You know, you want to check out the herbs for, like, their brain health, their brain concentrate formula, and body food mix for stamina, essential minerals and vitamins that really help you feel great. They have lots of essential formulas there, metabolic strengthening, immune boosting, organ cleansing, protect the organs. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Of course, the web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Take the power back. Be smart out there. God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. All the way from Genesis to Revelation is in there. And God can't lie. Okay, so we got a few minutes. So we're going to be talking about drugs and cancer. Few people want to really think that their, you know, prescription drug could give them a cancer risk. Well, there are plenty of therapies. Modern science, modern scientific medicine, you know, treat people with that really increases the risk of cancer. Okay. So we've talked about this before, and lately, you know, some people have this new revelation that the halls of science, so there's this new study that proves this or that. So you're playing with fire, basically, in a lot of instances, and you're going to get burned in those cases. So you got to do your homework. You can't just take their word for it. You got to do your research. So, you know, if you play with a cut electrical wire, you're going to get zapped. So, if you play with nuclear radiation, you're going to get radiation sickness. You know, they can all be controlled by medical science these days, a lot of these treatments, even radiation wings at the hospital. Even at vets now, they want to give pets radiation therapy. There's a new study. This is MedLinks. They featured a study in July 2020 on prescription medications that patients were unaware caused cancer. So what patients hear basically from their doctors is, you know, take this dose. It's very low. It really can't cause any serious problems, limited side effects, if any. But a lot of times the doctors are just regurgitating the brochure literature that the drug rep gave them on that drug. Yep. So you'd be surprised, Frank, how many doctors don't read the medical research on stuff. You know? Now, a cumulative effect of toxic medication in the body does cause problems over time. So the body is constantly exposed to a lot of impurities, especially if you're on drugs. Those impurities will impact organs designed to remove toxins, like your liver, for instance. So once those organs start to weaken and break down and they're not protecting you from toxicity as well, your body's not able to eliminate the toxins as quickly, well, this is where accumulation comes in. And, you know, you're going to give disease a foothold when that happens. So the study did refer to incalculable levels of exposure, which is another way of saying a cumulative effect. And it could take years to get cancer from these drugs, but it does happen. So the research was published in the July 2020 Journal of Cancer Causes and Control. Is your oncologist reading this? I don't know. Kaiser Permanente Medical Center in California said this: little is known about the long-term effects due to insufficient data on post-marketing of drugs. This lack of data is the norm, and therefore it is unclear what all the drugs that produce a cancer risk are. Well, here's the reason drug companies don't have to test for cancer, and they're not gonna test for cancer. They don't want to know if the drug causes cancer. So the Kaiser study really wasn't a small study. It followed 6.6 million patients between August 1994 and December 2006. They largely relied on medical records for their research, and the researchers screened 230 commonly used medications. And they noticed a higher risk of cancer with three or more prescriptions compared to only taking one prescription medication. So more toxicity, more cumulative effect, more chance for having a problem. So we're going to look at a few of these drugs that they wrote about, just a few of them, okay? We're not going to go over 230. We wouldn't have enough time, Frank. So let's look at the drugs. The data quickly focused on drugs called fluoxetine and paroxetine. These are essentially your serotonin uptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, prescribed for things like depression, anxiety, or serotonin deficiency disorders. So these drugs were created to influence the brain nerve cells to regulate emotion and to also influence how the brain cells communicate, your neurotransmitters, with serotonin. And serotonin is your neurotransmitter. So you may think, you know, your SSRIs are a modern, I guess, nerve pill. Remember they used to call them nerve pills back in the 60s and 70s, right? So the female patients in the 60s referred to these kinds of medications as nerve pills. Your serotonin, a lot of your antidepressants target serotonin. And when Prozac, for instance, will raise the serotonin level so high, the neurotransmitter so high, it anesthetizes your brain. In other words, you don't care. I mean, you're not asleep like you had amnesia to go into surgery, but it's at such a level where you don't care you're depressed. But you also lose empathy. You lose, I think, a connection with the Holy Spirit when you take stuff like that. So let's look at the antidepressants. Your serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They're linked with three types of cancers, testicular cancer and breast cancer. There's these types. Usually, if you're on the drug 10 months or more, you can come down with a diagnosis of that. Now, the American Cancer Society estimates about 10,000 testicular cancer cases each year, and they say they're on the rise, right? Now, here's a drug called hydroxychlorothiazide. It's a high blood pressure drug that has a diuretic action involved, and they're linked to lip cancer after you're on it about 2.5 years. Now, if the person smokes, they're more likely to develop lung cancer. They also found a link of kidney cancer, often encouraged by high blood pressure as well. So, now the American Cancer Society estimates 73,000 cases of kidney cancer each year, with the average age being 64 years of age and the youngest being 45 years of age. Now, there's another drug called hyoscyamine, and it's an anti-tremor or gut antispasmodic drug used for peptic ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, cystitis, pancreatitis, colic, found in got an element from the belladonna plant. You know what that is, right, Frank? Romeo and Juliet, huh? Yeah, it's toxic. They linked this medication to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after just 4 months of use. So the American Cancer Society estimates 70,000 cases a year. of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You know, where's the epidemic really? Is it really COVID or is it really drug therapy? Think about it. Or is it really, dare I say, well, maybe I shouldn't say, it really gets people all upset. I was just going to say, you know, abortion. You know, killing the image of God. Now here's another drug, nifepine, if I say it right. It's used to treat high blood pressure, heart pain like angina. It's a calcium channel blocker drug. It's linked to cancer, lip cancer, after 3.5 years of use. If you're on it 4 years, laryngeal cancer, larynx cancer, throat cancer, lung cancer also is increased, especially, I guess, if you smoke. The American Cancer Society estimates 12,000 new cases of cancer from this drug each year. Now, there's another one called nortriptyline. It's an antidepressant. It's a nerve pain drug. It's linked to throat cancer after 9 months of use and liver cancer after 14 months of use. Empirical history on this type of drugs are associated with carcinogenic action, so it's nothing new. American Cancer Society estimates throat cancer cases to be over 18,000 and liver cases over 40,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Now here's another drug, oxypam, oxazepam, used as a sedative for anxiety, depression, alcohol withdrawal, linked to lung cancer if you're on it 9 months or longer. Annual, American Cancer Society estimates 220,000 cases of lung cancer a year. And let's see, another, I think the last drug was Solindic, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory used for arthritis, ankylosing spondylosis, and bursitis, linked to gallbladder cancer and leukemia if you're on it 6 months of use. American Cancer Society estimates 100,000 leukemia cases every year and 435,000 gallbladder cancer cases a year. Wow. You know, it can't be just by coincidence. Do you believe in coincidences, Frank? Coincidences! Shake your head. Shake it. Oh, well, so could we just say millions are on the path of cancer here? How many Americans are taking your high blood pressure drugs, arthritis drugs, antidepressants, either by themselves or on other drug combinations? Millions are on these drugs and have no clue that a complication of cancer is ever mentioned. It's never really mentioned, but if it is, it's downplayed. Although, that's rare. That's a rare side effect. You don't have to worry about that. Oh, yeah? Okay. Go to your search engine. If you got drugs, type in the name of your drug and then the word side effect. These links will come up. Click on WebMD. They tend to list the common and rare side effects of your drug. So, like I said the other week, a lady was so concerned about her mom. She was showing signs of dementia. She was beside herself. And I said, well, is she on drugs? Because typically people are over the age of 50, right? And I told her to do that. Go on the search engine. Type it in. I said, she may have a drug-induced dementia. Sure enough, she calls back 2 weeks later, says they found a drug that could have been causing that. The doctor takes her off the drug, and the dementia symptoms go away. Yeah, drugs can make you lose your mind. So millions on these drug therapies. High risk of cancer in many of them. And the more drugs you're on, the more toxic you are. So you're going to give some sort of disease a foothold. It's kind of unbelievable that this level of drug therapy is causing one of the most dreaded diagnoses any person wants to hear, that they have cancer. So there are many alternative therapies using natural means to help with conditions that these drugs are, you know, being prescribed for, why risk cancer along with all the other side effects for things like arthritis and high blood pressure and depression? There are options out there less toxic and less life-threatening. Yeah. And, you know, you got to be patient with natural therapies. Okay. Take, for instance, if you're using a natural therapy to improve vision, like, let's say, cataracts. Let's say you have cataracts. And there's different levels of cataracts. You know, you got baby cataracts, they're just starting, and then you got, you know, more mature ones. So different levels of cataracts. And, you know, as cataracts progress, you get visual disturbances, like, you know, things aren't in focus all the time, and color changes. You know, you can see things, different colors in one eye out of another eye. You know, you got the cones of the eyes affected a bit. The light's coming through in a different way, and you could see wavy lines, like your siding on your house looks wavy, not straight. So you can see halos on lights, you know, when you're driving at night and you can hardly see. So you can get lots of little, you get double vision, you get lots of little things from that. So the thing is, think of when you're working on stuff as compared to a cruise ship and a speedboat. Speedboats can turn on a dime, but a cruise ship takes a while to turn around and go the other way. So it may have taken you years to get a cataract, but it shouldn't be taking you the same amount of time to get rid of it, especially if you're doing it, your due diligence about it. So this is how the process typically works. You're doing your natural therapies, and you're really watching, you're trying not to undermine what you're doing. Okay, let me give you an example. If you're trying to reverse a cataract, you want to not drink alcohol or black tea because it has too much tannic acid that feeds a cataract. It encourages the cloudiness of the lens. So if you're avoiding that and you're doing your natural therapies that will help the body halt the progression of the cataract, that's usually what you see first. Halt the progression. And then, you know, rescind or remove the cataract off the lens. And I try to educate people that cataract, doctors don't explain what's going on. And you're losing precious time when you go see your eye doctor and they go, oh, you got a little yellowing on the lens, it's a baby cataract, but it'll be years before you have to do anything about it. You're burning daylight in those years. You could be doing something to reverse that and keep it from coming back. You can save your precious sight, but they don't tell you how to do that. And they don't tell you certain things, what a cataract is. If you heard what a cataract really is, you'd probably go, huh? Do you know what a cataract is, Frank? Frank, I don't know if he knows what it is. Well, cataract, your lens of your eye is living tissues. It's living cells. And it's about the shape and size of an almond in your eye. Uh-huh. And it's suspended by all these connectors. But you have mobility when you move your eye around, see. And a cataract, you know, looks, the person's eye looks like it's got a film or milky white appearance, especially in the pupil area, because it's a, they say it's an oxidization of the lens, okay. Well, what's really happening is it may be oxidized, but the lens cells are not regenerating or replacing, and they're dying. So what cataract is a death of the lens. The lens is dying. That's what it is. It's becoming necrotic, so that milky white appearance eventually turns very dark, and that means the lens has died. So, fortunately, you've got tools, because the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they read some research on Dr. Cooper back in the 30s, and he was helping people reverse cataracts in no time at all on nutritional basis because he graduated from a medical school that taught nutrition, see? Right? So rosmarinic acid is in certain select plants that seem to reverse those type, and also macular degeneration. It worked on macular as well. So if you got the double whammy of a cataract and macular, bam! Within 4 to 6 months, you're going to see huge changes in the right way. But it may take a little time, especially if your cataract's more mature. So don't think it's going to take a week, 6 weeks to reverse itself. It's going to take some time. So patience would be required. So, but don't give up. You're getting yourself short if you do that. So, research your health problems. You know, a lot of information's out there on the internet. If you don't have internet, go to the library. Or find somebody that has an internet service and they can help you search. Librarians are great for helping you, and they got computers at the internet, and you'll be searching around in no time and finding all kinds of neat things. And doctors don't like that, Frank. They don't like people that have been on WebMD, and they go in to see their doctor and they ask them all these questions. Doctor doesn't like to be questioned very much. So, but it's worth your time to do that, is the point. And you're going to find some very interesting tidbits of information that may have not been shared with you that is imperative to what you're doing as far as your solution. So call the folks at Apothecarbs. They're really, really great at educating you on issues. If you want to learn, get their catalog full of information as well. Their website, thepowerherbs.com. Get empowered. Get the right tools. Get information. So you'll see. You can do what the white coats can't, you know, because the doctors don't know about nutrition. So you'll be miles ahead, miles ahead. The power. What'd you say, Frank? Awesome. What? I didn't catch that, Frank. Well, give them a call at 866-229-3663. Get their catalog. And leaf through it. You'll have more questions. Give them a call. You can email them. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, and be empowered, because that's what it's about. Now, if you do have internet and you have an email account, I encourage you to sign up for their free online newsletters, HealthQuest and American Survival. They go out each week, full of natural therapies and things you might want to check out for yourself or share with family and friends. Pass on the empowerment. That's what it's about. And they're absolutely free, but you have to have email to get them. So you can just click on books and newsletters on their website and sign up there for free. The catalog's free. You can check out asking for one of those as well. And have all those tools at your disposal, and it didn't cost anything. You know, God's herbs are good. And he says so. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. I take that to the bank every day, and I have no regrets whatsoever. Praise the Lord on that. He gets all the credit every day, all the time. Well, I can see by the clock I am out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wish you all to be well.